in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
The People's Station.
Sign me up
for
the Christian
Jubilee.
Write my name.
Put my name
on the roll.
Oh,
I've been changed since the Lord
has lifted
me.
I wanna be
ready when my Jesus comes.
Yes, I do.
Sign me up
for
the Christian
Jubilee.
Write my name.
Put my name
on the roll.
So I guess I better preach a little bit here.
Well.
Oh!
Baby!
in HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Can't Do anybody want to go to Zion? Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, I like looking at you. And I'm sure you like looking at me. Say, but I really. Now say it with some power. Say, but I really. Say, I want to see Jesus. Now give the Lord a big hand clap of praise as we go to Zion.
Get up, get out of here! The number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I know the meaning of grace. See, I was unworthy, yet you pled my case. I know the meaning of grace. I strayed away from your side. I lost sight of the prize. But when I got out of line, you put me back in place. And now I know the meaning of me say,
I know the meaning of grace.
I'm so glad that
I know the meaning of grace.
See, I was unworthy, yet you pled my case. Unmerited favor me.
I couldn't earn it.
Yeah. Now I realize that
I don't deserve it.
All of my sins, Lord, you erased. And now I know the meaning of grace. Help me say that.
I know the meaning of
grace, Lord, your grace, it still amazes me. I don't understand your grace, your mercy, love, and your and why you extend it to me. Where would I be without it? Lord, I don't want to think about it. Not without your grace. It's no goodness of mine. Let's make sure that this is known. I can do nothing without your grace. Thank you for your plan to redeem this helpless man. And I know that I'm nothing without your grace. I know I don't deserve it. There's no way that I can earn it. Not your grace. Lord, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. I want to thank you for your grace. Can I say it like this? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I'm so glad that it saved a wretch like me. Now I see I was unworthy, yet you pled my case, and now
I know the meaning of grace.
Yeah. heavy laden and filled with misery and pain, yeah. And my search for happiness, it appears to be in vain. But all of my cares I placed upon thee. He released me from bondage, and his joy he gave to me. I never knew happiness until I found the Lord. Oh, yeah. I don't care of what you're going through or what the devil tries to put on. There's nothing my God can't do. Thank you, Jesus. He renewed my faith, and he cleaned me with his blood. Great with his goodness, I'm filled away.
Thank you, Jesus.
coast to the west coast.
City to city, coast to coast.
This DJ got the game on lock.
Your body is filled with disease.
Tell them what you want.
Go down on And whatever you got to do to get a hold to him, I'll give you this advice. Just go down on your knees. Go down on your knees. Go down and 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 go down.
I'm not Somebody needs to hear me say, Sometimes it seems
I can really talk about this part.
Like all hope is gone.
Anybody ever been there?
Just remember God has promised He won't leave you alone.
Somebody in the midst of a storm tonight, you'll appreciate this.
Although it may seem hard,
God told me to tell y'all,
stand on God's word. You know why? 'Cause the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Grab hold of God's unchanging hand and just hold on.
I don't care what it looks like, it is.
God will win.
I want to talk to somebody here that can relate to me, because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can't reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on him. God, God, He knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in here.
He knows exactly.
Look at somebody and tell them that. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
Look at them and say, hold on.
Hold on.
You don't know what you're doing, because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's the 16 or 17 letter words that get you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say hold on.
Hold on.
And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm, and most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end. When we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time.
Very pleasant good morning to you. It's 13 minutes after the hour. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and that gentleman there, many of you know, that's Mr. Daryl Lester. As we continue, let's go down memory lane. Good morning to you. Yeah, love me like a rock. Won't you love me like a rock? 16 minutes after the hour. Again, very pleasant good morning to you. We are having church and I'm going down memory lane. You remember the Dixie Hummingbirds? Uh-huh. My mama loved me like a rock. All right. Well, once again, want to thank you for joining us here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. As we continue with the sounds of the late, great Bishop Joe Simons, somebody said, I know that's right.
Burden for too long on my own.
God. Stay right there. Stay right there. Come on, come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, my. Oh, glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. 26 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, glory to God. I feel the presence and the power of God's anointing in your home where you are, on your job. I feel the presence here in the studio. I feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit just wanting to just fall on somebody this morning because of what they're going through and what they've been dealing with all this week, and the enemy been trying to distract them and trying to dampen their spirit. But in the name of Jesus, I come before the Almighty God, most wise and holy, sovereign God. We thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the one that died and on the cross, the one that rose from the dead. We humbly submit ourselves, God, asking you, God, to forgive us for any sins of commission and omission. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Let those that are hearing this morning, God, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. Open their ears of those that ears are waxed cold and can't hear from you because of the enemy trying to block them and to try to turn them around to go backwards into darkness deeper. But in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that spirit right now and call it out from the north, south, east, and west in the name of Jesus to loose them right now. No longer shall you hold them in bondage. No longer shall you hold them in that time-consuming spirit to cause them to be slothful, to cause them not to walk in the way that Christ has anointed them to walk in. We reverse the curse back to the sender, and we command it now to dry up, and we speak life to those that are listening this morning. We speak healing to those that are listening this morning, that by Jesus Christ they are healed, God. Enlarge their territory, God, removing all of that that's been holding them in bondage, holding them down, and in understanding not to hear what the Spirit has to say. Lord, we ask you, God, that you touch their minds, that they will hear what the Spirit has to say. We ask that you touch their minds, that they more be focused on you and understanding as you speak to them, that they will cause themselves to give you reverence, give you praise, give you the glory, give you the honor, walking, praising, speaking graciously about your grace and your mercy, understanding. Give them an ear to understand what the Spirit has to say. Let them understand, God, that they may receive a discerning spirit to know the Spirit by the Spirit. And when they are around those and in their presence, that they can go beyond what they see of the outward man, that they shall see the inward man of them, whether it's of God and whether it's of the enemy. We counsel every assignment, every attack that the enemy has pre-planned in the name of Jesus to try to cause harm to the families of those this morning. We reverse the curse and we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus and command it now to loose them right now, to come out of their home. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of their surroundings, wherever they are. I speak right now to you, Spirit, to loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak life to those this morning. I speak wisdom to those this morning. I speak guidance to those this morning. That where they go, that the Holy Spirit may be also, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God, for that person that's lying on their bed of affliction. Have thou way, O Lord, for that person that has been in doubt and been troubled about what they are seeing in the natural, have not understood in the spirit. Lord, let them know, God, that they are more than a conqueror. Let them know that they are the head and not the tail. Let them know that they shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would send forth the Holy Ghost that will teach them and guide them. The Comforter shall come in the name of Jesus. Bring all things back to their remembrance, whatsoever they have need of. If they are in need right now of a breakthrough, of a healness to come forth. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every organ will begin to function again. I rebuke that spirit has been trying to hold them down, listening at what the doctor's saying, holding them down to feel doubtless. But in the name of Jesus, they shall feel the presence of your power and your anointing in their presence to remove that's been holding them back. And their organs will begin to function and rotate properly all over their bodies. We thank you right now for our children. God, we pray for protection over them. We pray for the teachers and instruction of them, every instructor, every principal, every doctor, every person that's in high position in the church, the pastors, those in leadership. Open their eyes that they may see more clear for those that have stepped into leadership and still serving two masters. Lord, we know that you see them, and they know whether they're in bondage, held by ungodly spirit of darkness. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will quench them, that you will come upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause them to not rest properly each and every night in the name of Jesus until they repent and come out of the darkness into light. I rebuke you now, spirit. You have no place over them. For we serve a mighty God, and whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, we speak it right now. Whatsoever is bound right now on earth shall be loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come against you, Spirit. We see you. We know where you are. You're trying to distract the people to hear what the Spirit has to say. We call you out to come out from among them. Go back to your pit where you belong. And we speak in the name of Jesus, a covering to come over them that will embrace them and bring them into all truth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for peace. Thank you for peace, God, that passes all understanding. Thank you for the unity that brings forth love. Let the love come. Let it be spread abroad because it begins in the home. Hallelujah. We gratefully thank you for this day. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Just the other day, I went to the hospital to visit a friend of mine. And when I got to the hospital, I saw an old lady sitting by the bedside of her daughter. Her daughter's body had gone into convulsions from the use of synthetic drugs, and now she lies in a coma. I looked at that woman with tears streaming down my face. I said, Mama, don't give up on God, because God is able to do anything. Then she looked at me with conviction and said these words.
Because I know that he's the only one. Yes, he is. Yes, I am.
For I know,
yes, I know,
that he's the only one.
Yes, he is.
He can change
my daughter. He can change. Turn my midnight into day. I'm going to
wait on Jesus.
It don't take long to
wait on Jesus.
If you wait on him, yes, sir.
Saw that mother go down on her knees and stretch her arm across her child. She began to plead the blood of Jesus over her baby girl. She said, Lord, I won't give up on you. I've seen you do too many things in my life. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead your holy blood over my baby girl. And while that mother was praying, her daughter's arm began to shake. And then she grabbed her mother's hand, and her mother began to say these words.
Wait on Jesus, for he said, my daughter.
That's a good place to praise him. Peace is the fruit of God's spirit, and you ought to say something. Hug somebody behind you and say, I speak peace. Let there be peace. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. in spite of the circumstances, I speak peace. In spite of the sickness, I speak peace. In spite of the killing, I still peace. Oh,
oh, oh, oh,
are you gonna disbelieve?
Hall Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
Oh, yeah. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
Closer and closer, closer, you.
You know what? Come on. Let's get closer.
Let's get closer, huh? We are right at the top of the hour. Let's say about 4 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going down memory lane, that's the late, great Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Let's get closer, huh? You know what he's saying, right? You just want to get closer to the Lord, huh? Isn't he that good to you, huh? All right. Well, look, again, we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. Want to remind those of you to lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m., to 8 p.m. for the very best in gospel music. And we do have a television broadcast that airs every Saturday out of DeKalb, Georgia. Every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m., 1 hour of the very best in gospel videos. The old, the new, all just for you. And we are so honored to bring it to you every Saturday, 4 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia on channel 25. Now, if you're out of state and you want to check it out, well, you can join us simply live streaming at DEKALB25.com. Again, if you want to live stream us anywhere around the world, simply go to DEKALB25.com. That's DEKALB25.com, and you'll see me hosting right there every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. We had a wonderful time on Saturday, as always, and thank all of you for your comments and your phone calls to let us know that you are catching the wave. And if you want to call us on our broadcast, our 24-hour hotline, you can simply dial 984-733-3977. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. Thanks again for catching the wave. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
That I can go. church on a Sunday.
The man, the late great Mr. Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Talking about the good old ways, 19 minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know, I go back and think about in the 70s how it was so peaceful and you didn't hear about all the shooting and all the things that are going on today. Everybody was just enjoying life. I don't know where it shifted, what year it shifted, but it's not like it used to be. I think most of it happened when, you remember, all of the manufactories was operating here in the United States, and there were plenty of jobs. And then something happened. Everybody wanted to start sending and doing all of the business overseas. And I think about that, and, you know, the enemy is like that, and it looks like it's a good thing to do, and knowing that it's not the right thing to do. And sometimes we get in that state where we look to go that way and not going and seeking God about it the right way. And when you seek God about it, he's going to direct your path, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you'll be in good health even as your soul prospers. Somebody said, I'm in good health this morning, and I know in the name of Jesus that by his stripes I'm already healed, because I'm covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. All right, well, look, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network again, going down memory lane, the late, great Mr. Tommy Ellison and those singing stars. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again so much for catching the wave.
You, Lord, take me
around.
Say something like, everybody say,
yeah.
They're under the sounds of New Vision Records. That's Georgette Johnson and Company. Georgette Johnson and Company out of Durham, North Carolina, under New Vision Records. And what a powerful song that is. We are right at the bottom of the hour of 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful day as we worship and give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And you know, today is going to be a great day. If you started out and you've already taken time out and just thank God for his grace and mercy and all that he has done this week in your life. And you know, we are so close to springtime. And many of you, the original day for the first day of spring is March the 20th. So write that on your calendar. March the 20th is the actual date for the first day of spring. Now, I've already heard the birds begin to come out and sing. And do you know animals are very sensitive as well as humans are? The animals are so sensitive that I remember when the virus first came out, I saw a lot of birds flying, and they like they were confused trying to get out, you know, the city. And then I also was listening for birds to listen to them. And, you know, the birds did not come around. And because of this virus that was out, it not only affected humans, but it affected animals as well. And we don't hear about how it affected the animals, but it destroyed many animals as well. And that's something to think about. And then we're trying to figure out why the food is so high, but they don't tell you a lot of the animals didn't make it through the virus, and that causes a lot of diseases over the animals. So that's why a lot of the prices when you go to the grocery stores, and then you're trying to say, well, why is it so high? Well, did you think about the way that the virus affected us as humans that affected the animals as well? All right, well, look, I just wanted to drop that nugget on you. Very pleasant, good morning to you. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. You are catching the wave.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Lord,
deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt.
my background sing.
Oh, oh, Lord.
God, rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say,
oh, oh,
let the Lord know. Just say, oh,
oh, oh,
He wants to restore your soul. And pray. Seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your Exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Thank you.
I'm going on. That's the sounds of Luther Barnes and the Sunset Jubilees as we continue about 15 minutes before the top of the hour, 10 a.m. Here's the sounds of William Murphy here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
Seek justice. That's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand. Against all evil and oppression, He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice, and we raise our voices. This is what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us, we gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. Time for a change. We won't weary. We won't tire. We will not relent. Yeah, we live. Here we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Hoping and praying. We're so tired of coming people to change. So we stay. Even if it's just us, still, say that again, even if it's just us, there's still enough us, we gon' change the world, yeah. We gon' change the world, I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner, this can't happen again, this can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Overcome someday. We shall. Everybody to raise it, say,
say that again,
overcome someday.
heard you, prophet. Today.
We serve a great God who can do great and mighty things in our lives, but we have to let him. There's so much I can do if you only trust me to. A bud becomes a rose, my mysteries unfold. There's so much I can do.
There's nothing too hard for me.
If you only believe,
if
yes,
you only trust in me.
I move mountains, control the seas. Give life eternally. There's so much. Oh, I can take the pain. With nothing to gain, yes. Then I'll turn your wrongs into right. By midnight, there's so much. Oh, come on and declare, there's so much I can do. If you only trust me to, I'll touch every part of you. I'll feel you through and through. So much I can do, for I am God Almighty, creator of heaven and all the earth, the ruler of land. One who made the plan. I am God. Oh, come on and declare with me. For I am creator of heaven and all the earth, ruler of land. I control the sea. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm just that kind of friend. If you just let me, there's so much I can do. So much. So much. Oh, some of you are witnesses and can declare there's so much. I'm the same God that turned water into wine. Yeah. Give sight to the blind. And that's not all. There's so much. With the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, yes I was. I was with Daniel in the lion's den. So there's so much I can do. I met the woman at the well one day. Even the leper has a story he can tell. Turn wrong into right. Midnight to life. I even move mountains. I send my son to the cross. Oh no, no one belongs. He hung there at Calvary so that you can be free. 3 days later, I got him up again. Cares on me, and I'll set you free.
There's so much,
so much I can.
This song is for anybody who's ever faced a challenge or an obstacle, and you thought you were not gonna get on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I got news for you tonight. You can do how many things?
All things.
Through that Philippians 4 and 13. Come on. We about to take it. Put a little D'Angelo anointing on it.
Sounds real good right now.
Oh,
listen, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Oh, yes, I can. Christ that strengthens me. If it's living right, I can do it. Look at somebody, tell them. If it's walking upright,
right,
I can do it. Yes, I can.
I can do it.
that tremble all the people.
Oh.